What a relief.
Yes. Dr. Pierce, thank you so much for joining us today on Neph Talk.
Thank you for having me.
You are an interventional radiologist. Now tell me, Dr. Pierce, there are so many ologies you could have chosen in medical school. Oncology, dermatology, urology. Why did you choose this specialty?
Great question. When I was in medical school, I was definitely drawn to surgery and working with my hands and being patient-based. But then I did my surgery internship. I discovered interventional radiology, which was a perfect mix between surgery and radiology. And I loved it. I loved how academic it was. I love that you're still patient-based. You're really working on their behalf. And it's doing procedures, but very minimally invasively on patients.
Minimally invasive, yes, but let's not minimize this as a minimal procedure. The incision that you make to gain entrance into the body is very, very small. But then your work is very sophisticated and requires a great deal of real-time judgment.
Interventional radiology covers a huge spectrum of procedures. We can do procedures anywhere in the body outside of the heart. So we're going to be highlighting the procedures that we do in the arteries and the veins. What I do in the realm of the dialysis center is I look at a screen and I get to the dialysis access unique to the patient. It could be a graft, it could be a fistula, or it could be a catheter. I try to problem solve their particular plumbing issue, their particular problem, by injecting contrast, using wires, catheters, stents, and balloons, while looking at a screen in real time.
What is a typical problem that you see?
When patients come to me, it means that their dialysis access circuit or catheter is malfunctioning. So if they have a fistula, that typically means that their venous outflow is obstructed or insufficient. They could have a narrowing in their vein, or they could just be completely clotted off. And so it's my job to figure out what on earth is going on and then to try to fix it.
What are the symptoms that a patient has that would compel them to visit with Tri-County Vascular Care?
The symptoms that we ask patients to look out for are prolonged bleeding after their dialysis runs. If they have persistent bleeding that lasts more than 15 minutes, even continues after they go home, despite the band-aids that the dialysis nurse puts on them, then they should maybe start thinking that something could be wrong.
Where are they bleeding from at this moment?
Their cannulation sites, the actual sites that the dialysis nurse places the cannulas for dialysis.
Yes.
And this can be a reflection of increased pressure because the outflow is obstructed. Another symptom that we ask patients to look for is if they're clotted off. There's no more palpable thrill, then they should be alarmed and they should notify us immediately. If there's no blood flow through that fistula or graft, we need to know so we can take care of it.
Are we discussing both home and in-center patients?
We have a number of patients that are able to do hemodialysis at home.
Uh-huh.
And if they have these problems, they should reach out to us.
As the number of home dialysis patients increases, by some estimates, that will be quite significant. Appropriate and thorough training and looking out for these warning signs is certainly going to be high on the list of priorities.
It's important to educate the patient as well as their care team.
Oh, absolutely.
They have other people that are instrumental in their cares and their dialysis access. It is imperative that they're aware too.
Right.
Other signs that we need to educate patients about are pain in the hand. If they have this ongoing pain that gets worse during their dialysis runs, that is a sign that the fistula or the dialysis circuit could be stealing blood away from the hand.
By stealing, do you mean diverting blood away from the hand, which is an extremity?
That's correct. And that's more of an arterial-based phenomena. And that can lead to ischemia in that arm. And so that can be addressed as well. Patients need to know if that becomes severe, they also need to seek our care because we can decrease the communication between the artery and the fistula in order to ensure that the hand or that extremity is getting enough flow.
Speaking of extremities, it's not uncommon, I understand, for a patient to say, doctor, my toes are kind of blue and purple, and I'm a little worried about those. What could that indicate as an extremity?
It's really shocking. We have a lot of patients that have peripheral arterial disease, which means that their arterial flow to their feet, typically, or their lower extremities, is insufficient. And that's because they have other comorbidities that puts them at risk to this.
For example, diabetes.
Yeah, long-standing diabetes and hypertension and hypercholesterolemia. And this is a perfect triad for patients to develop really severe atherosclerotic disease in those distal arteries, especially those really small arteries in the ankles and the feet. What that would be present at is exactly what you said, discoloration, like blue or purple toes, and increased pain. Ow, my toes are hurting.
And a lack of sensitivity.
Absolutely.
This is a wonderful opportunity to discuss PAD. And PAD, P-A-D, is an acronym for the new peripheral arterial disease procedure that you are doing at Tri-County Vascular Care. Would you discuss that?
Yes. These patients, their arteries are really just insufficient in getting proper oxygen to those distal extremities. First of all, we're going to do a workup, do an ultrasound and a CT just to make absolute sure that this is indeed the problem. Once we get all those results back, we can have a conversation with the patient and let them know that we are capable to go in there and fix those arteries, to evaluate them under fluoroscopic guidance with angiography and basically address those narrowings.
It's important that you listen to patients and certainly that you have the intent to listen and acknowledge their questions and observations. That must be a real plus in terms of working at TCVC, Tri-County Vascular Care, and the setting that you provide. Well, you build trust, you earn trust. That's a very crucial part of your work, isn't it?
Christopher, I really enjoy building relationships with my patients. I have set up that I can see my patients in the clinic and talk to them and figure out how things are going, if they're having any problems with their dialysis access. I've been seeing some of these patients for over 2 years now, and it's wonderful. You know, I typically meet them when they have a serious problem. I'm normally able to just fix it and take care of it. It's one of the most fulfilling things about my practice is to be able to follow up with these patients and see their progress.
As part of my research, I've read several of your conversations, and there are very interesting recurring themes, often the huge benefit that Tri-County Vascular Care provides through outpatient procedures, which of course we're discussing. But not only the convenience of these procedures, but safety too, by actively seeking to avoid sending patients, if possible, to a hospital to, and this is a quote, to decrease their exposure to risks. Why is that important, especially in the era of COVID-19?
We do take great precautions in terms of our COVID-related safety. We ask patients to come at staggered times and to wear their masks appropriately. We're just very mindful. We used to send all kinds of patients to the hospital. But during COVID, it really made us think about, is that the best thing for the patient right now? We are actually able to provide these procedures, declots and fistulograms and other interventions, and even peripheral arterial disease in an outpatient setting. And we were able to do it with great success, and then we were able to follow up with those patients.
Do patients ever contrast or discuss their experience with you versus going to a hospital?
Yeah, they do. They do say that they're grateful that this is a service in the community where they can just come and have a same-day procedure done and then leave in a timely way.
I understand that you also remove catheters and fistulas, perhaps for a replacement, but also when people have a transplant.
I'm glad you brought this up. You really need dialysis. We can just put in a catheter, sometimes even less than 10 minutes, and then you can go to dialysis and feel a whole lot better. But as soon as this catheter is no longer needed, patients need to be educated to get it out because it can lead to both an infection that could be life-threatening, and it leads to central venous closure, which can be extremely frustrating down the road when you're trying to place a catheter or even just get inline flow for a graft or a fistula. I really want people and caretakers to be mindful of getting those catheters in out of the patients as soon as they're no longer needed.
You really love this work, don't you?
I feel very lucky because I do enjoy it.
Traditionally, your field has been dominated by males, by men.
Yes.
Do you think about that occasionally?
From time to time, I do. We know that females, once they graduate from medical school, they tend to go towards family medicine and internal medicine and
obstetrics.
And obstetrics, yeah. There's definite trends in medicine where female feel more comfortable. Radiology wasn't traditionally one of those fields for whatever reason. Now I think the tides are starting to change. Interventional radiology is specialties of radiology, and it's not quite as inviting to females for a couple different reasons. Partly because the call. That means typically when you join an interventional radiology practice, you are on call.
Oh, yes.
For hospitals overnight and on the weekends. That can be very difficult for family life.
However, you have three babies of your own. You have three girls.
I have these wonderful girls. They are 8, 6, and 2 years old.
And a very understanding husband, I might add.
I don't know how he puts up with me and my job, but I am very grateful for him.
Oh, that's okay. You can call him a saint. We don't mind.
Yeah, he is a saint. And I should remind him more often. I think it does take a toll on him.
You chose a very difficult, but ultimately extremely rewarding, intriguing, and I think absolutely fascinating specialty. I congratulate you on that.
I really enjoy my patients. I really enjoy my work. I feel like I have a definite impact on assisting these patients and giving them the best possible care and giving them great outcomes so they can be healthier and live better.
Your patients and Tri-County Vascular Care are very fortunate to have you there. I'm glad you love your work, and it certainly shows. Dr. Pierce, thank you. Thank you for joining us today on Neph Talk.
A pleasure to be invited, and I look forward to chatting with you in the future.